On this week's Bluegrass Breakdown, we'll be continuing our nod to 2017's Bluegrassical Best and Brightest with tunes from the Earls of Leicester, Balsam Range, Sierra Hall, Volume 5, the IBMA Distinguished Achievement Award recipients, Reverend Blake and Louisa Branscombe and Fletcher Bright, as well as the IBMA Hall of Honor inductees, Bobby Hicks, Roland White, and Hazel and Alice Gerard. I'm Dave Higgs, and it'll be nothing but Bill Monroe begatted excellence coming up this trophy-flying, plaque-waving, honor-bestowing edition of Bluegrass Breakdown. We'll begin with the most coveted award, the IBMA Entertainer of the Year, which went to the nostalgia-inducing, fond memory-stirring superband, the Earls of Leicester, which will begin the show with Why Did You Wander, sung by IBMA's Male Vocalist of the Year, Sean Camp.
Oh, wow, why did you wander? Why did you ever roam? When you know that we're always happy, all alone in our own wild.
Just ain't,
just ain't,
I just ain't. don't come back, I'll get along all right. I ain't gonna mind just living alone, I'll still sleep at night. I ain't gonna worry where you go when you say goodbye.
The Earls of Leicester, the 2017 IBMA Entertainer of the Year, with a pair from their latest rounder offering, Rattle and Roar. We heard just eight, preceded by Why Did You Wander? Well, howdy friends and neighbors, Dave Higgs here, welcoming you to Bluegrass Breakdown in part two of our epic journey back through the many high blue and lonesome highlights of 2017, a year which found three new inductees to the Bluegrass Hall of Honor, Hazel Dickens and Alice Gerard, Bobby Hicks, and Roland White. As taken from their official inscription, quote, from their first public appearance in 1962 at the Galax Fiddlers Convention to their final shows together in 1976, pioneers Hazel Dickens and Alice Gerard put women front and center in bluegrass at a time when bluegrass was widely perceived as a genre only men could perform. Of four albums together, their first in 1965 featured performances with a band that included Chubby Wise, David Grisman, and Lamar Greer, demonstrating that hard-driving bluegrass could be created by women as well as men. Many of today's leading women singers and socially conscious musicians acknowledge Hazel and Alice as an important inspiration. Hazel Dickens passed away in 2011. Alice Gerard remains an active performer and makes her home in Durham, North Carolina.
Some blues are just blues, mine are the miner's blues.
Set on all my hopes and cares. There is one whose smiling face the gods would see. For she'll walk along beside me up those those golden stairs. Oh, they'll never, never take her love from me. What a fool I was to go and break the trust she gave and see her love turn into sympathy. It's the one regret I'll carry with me to my grave. Oh, they'll never, never take her love from me.
'17 IBMA Hall of Honor inductee Bobby Hicks singing They'll Never Take Her Love From Me. For Mark Kuykendall, Bobby Hicks, and Asheville Bluegrass's Rebel Venture, Forever and a Day. From Bobby's official Hall of Honor inscription, quote, born in 1933 in North Carolina, influential fiddler Bobby Hicks' first professional job with Jim Eanes came while he was still a teenager. In 1954, Hicks landed a job playing fiddle for the legendary Bill Monroe and recorded the landmark early instrumentals Cheyenne, Wheelhouse, and Roanoke. During the 1980s, he recorded extensively with the consummate supergroup, the Bluegrass Album Band. Beginning in 81, he also began working in Ricky Skaggs' Kentucky Thunder, where he remained for 20 years before leaving to pursue a solo artist career. Today, Hicks continues to perform and makes his home near Asheville, North Carolina. And Hall of Honor inductees Hazel Dickens and Alice Gerard went first with Coal Miner's Blues from their Smithsonian Folkways collection, the aptly named Pioneering Women of Bluegrass. Roland White is another bluegrass pioneer and newest member of the IBMA Hall of Honor. His official inscription reads thusly, Roland White has enjoyed one of the most eventful and enduring careers in bluegrass. Early in his career, brothers Roland, Eric, and Clarence began performing extensively as the Country Boys, appearing on two episodes of The Andy Griffith Show. Changing their name to the Kentucky Colonels, they became one of the most popular West Coast bluegrass bands of the late 50s, early 60s. In 1967, Roland became a bluegrass boy, hired by Bill Monroe to play guitar, and he played on such seminal bluegrass recordings as The Gold Rush, Sally Gooden, and Walls of Time. After 2 years, he was hired to play mandolin with the newly formed Lester Flatt and the Nashville Grass, where he remained until 1973. Roland joined Alan Mundy in the Country Gazette, where he performed for 13 years. During his tenure with the Nashville Bluegrass Band, beginning in 1987, the band earned numerous IBMA awards, along with two Grammy Awards and six nominations. Residing in Nashville, Tennessee, he has fronted the Grammy-nominated Roland White Band for the past 16 years.
Well, I've got a gal sweet to me. She lives down in Tennessee.
Oh, Sarah Jane. Nothing to do but sit around and sing Rockabye my Sarah Jane. Oh, rockabye my Sarah Jane. Rockabye my Sarah Jane. Nothing to do but sit around and sing Rockabye my Sarah Jane.
Just one wife.
Oh, Sarah Jane. Nothing to do but sit around and sing Rockabye my Sarah Jane. Oh, rockabye my Sarah Jane. Rockabye my Sarah Jane. Nothing to do but sit around and sing Rockabye my Sarah Jane.
I'll get a pole, we'll go down to the fishing hole.
Oh, Sarah Jane. Nothing to do but sit around and sing Rockabye my Sarah Jane. Oh, rockabye my Sarah Jane. Rockabye my Sarah Jane. Nothing to do but sit around and sing Rockabye my Sarah Jane. Rockabye my Sarah Jane. Nothing to do but sit around and sing Rockabye my Sarah Jane.
Roland White, deservedly placed into the Hall of Honor in 2017, giving us Sarah Jane from his band's Straight Ahead Bluegrass Project. We'll let the 2017 IBMA Banjo Player of the Year, Noam Pikelny, whisk us all the way up to and through our forthcoming break with a little bit of the Moortown Hop, as performed on his solo Rounder release, Universal Favorite. I'm Dave Higgs, and we'll be paying homage to the 2017 IBMA Distinguished Achievement Award recipients, Louisa Branscombe, Fletcher Bright, and Norman Blake, immediately upon our return from our break, here on Bluegrass Breakdown. Thank you. We're back, about to dive into some of the musical exploits of the 2017 IBMA Distinguished Achievement Award winners. We'll begin with a singer, songwriter, banjo-picking woman who has been a pioneer for women in bluegrass. In the early 70s, she became the first woman in bluegrass to be the chief songwriter for a band, her group, Boot Hill. These are the Whites singing one of Louisa Branscum's great songs, This Side of Heaven, from a Compass anthology featuring nothing but her songs. I'll Take Love, from the pen of Louisa Branscum.
His own hands.
Two 2017 IBMA Distinguished Achievement Award recipients. That was old-time fiddler Fletcher Bright, leader of the renowned Dismembered Tennesseans, teaming up with banjoist Bill Evans on Berkeley Shanghai from the duo's Songs That Are Mostly Older Than Us project. And the Whites led things off with a Louisa Branscombe tune from Compass Records' Salute to Louisa's songwriting genius, I'll Take Love, from the pen of Louisa Branscombe. That was Louisa herself on lead guitar. We'll shift gears for a second and feature a tune from the 2017 IBMA Guitar Player of the Year, the first woman to ever be nominated for, much less win that award, Molly Tuttle. But first, this song from Doyle Lawson and Quicksilver, featuring the 2017 IBMA Dobro Player of the Year, Josh Swift. This is Derailed from the band's Life is a Story release.
We said goodbye at Union Station, then we went our separate ways. And I thought I could forget you and find better dreams to chase. Tried only thinking about tomorrow, always looking straight ahead. If my mind could keep on racing, there'd be no more tears to shed. My train of thought jumps the track every time you cross my mind. Like it or not, I'm looking back at the one I left behind. 10,000 miles down the line, your memory's still hot on my trail. Every time I think of you, I get derailed. Thinking that I miss you a little less, I pull out of one more station on that memory express, where at the end of every tunnel and over every bridge I cross, dreams of you still lie in waiting to remind me of what I've lost. My train of thought jumps the track every time you cross my mind. Like it or not, I'm looking back at the one I left behind. 10,000 miles down the line, your memory's still hot on my trail. Every time I think of you, I get derailed. Train of thought jumps the track every time you cross my mind. Like it or not, I'm looking back at the one I left behind. 10,000 miles down the line, your memory's still hot on my trail. Every time I think of you, I get derailed. Every time I think of you, I get derailed.
Feeling low when you get behind the wheel and go. Some days it's wide open, some days it's a dead end. it all comes round when the lights go down. Some days it's wide open, some days it's dead end. Some days I feel like I'm walking on the Wild West End. Got a big dream and a worn out D18. All I need is a friend and a friend and another friend.
The IBMA Guitar Player of the Year, Molly Tuttle, with Friend and a Friend from her Compass release, Rise. And Doyle Lawson and Quicksilver was immediately prior with Derailed from the band's Mountain Home disc, Life is a Story, with IBMA's Dobro Player of the Year, Josh Swift, in tow. We'll let the third musician that garnered an IBMA Distinguished Achievement Award, the vastly influential guitar, mandolin, and dobro playing, singing, songwriting, early hero of mine, the great Norman Blake, take us on through our next short time out with a little bit of the Cloverdale Plantation March from his latest, Wood, Wire, and Words.
Thank you.
Dave Higgs, and the 2017 Bluegrassical Highlights will continue rolling like thunder in a summer rainstorm right after our break here on Bluegrass Breakdown. We're back, still homing in on some of 2017's loftiest bluegrassical moments, like the crowning of Balsam Range with the IBMA Album of the Year. This is the title track of sorts, Voodoo Doll, from the band's Mountain Home release, Mountain Voodoo.
Voodoo doll of me. Well, I wake each night staring at the ceiling, and I never sleep. You're burning candles in the dark, poking pins in my broken heart. Yeah, you must have a voodoo doll of me. You must have a deal with the devil himself. Well, you told me that you loved me, but you left me lonely. Someone else, only your soul is compromised. Without a blink, you tell such lies. You must have a deal with the devil himself. Yeah, I know what goes around comes around. I know that in time I'll be okay. Voodoo doll of me. Well, I wake each night staring at the ceiling, and I never sleep. You're burning candles in the dark, poking pins in my broken heart. Yeah, you must have a voodoo doll of me. Darling, you must have a voodoo doll of me. Yeah, you must have voodoo doll. You must have a voodoo doll of me.
trying to be someone else.
The 2017 IBMA Mandolin Player of the Year, Sierra Hull, singing Choices and Changes from her Intrepid Rounder project, Weighted Mind. And Balsam Range was in the leadoff spot with a cut from the IBMA Album of the Year, Mountain Voodoo. That was Voodoo Doll. You're immersed in award mayhem thanks to Nashville Public Radio, Nashville, Tennessee. Bluegrass Breakdown is produced by Scott Smith. We've got playlists and past programs posted at bluegrassbreakdown.com and can be reached at bluegrass@wpln.org. Alan Bartram, longtime bassist for the Del McCurry Band, got tagged as the 2017 IBMA Bass Player of the Year. We'll listen to him play the upright on the group's latest effort, an album of nothing but Woody Guthrie lyrics that Del set to music, entitled Del and Woody. This is Dirty Overalls.
These dirty overhauls ain't got a dime. Ain't that a shame? I work 6 weeks, a dynamite and coal. All I got left is these dirty overhauls, a dirty shame. Now who's to blame? And a suit of clothes someday instead of dirty all over home. Honey, gal, sweetheart, I do the best I can. I'm just a poor boy, a hard-working man. My money's gone when I get done. If you leave me, I'll be so sad and blue. What is there for a working man to do? These overhauls, these overhauls. I work like a dog, I'm broke all the time. Couldn't buy a woman a 2-bit bottle of wine. These overhauls, they smell so bad.
Just a kid, only 17. I set out without a dream. Mama dead and my daddy gone. Nothing left and all alone. I stole a horse when I got to town from an older man, then I shot him down. I took his life, his money too. No longer wondering what to do. I had to run from what I've done. This life will be the death of me, but I'll die with my gun. I cold, as far as that old horse would go. I found myself in a ghost town, no one except one man around. He said I'd have to go with him. The man I killed was his brother Jim. Five or dead, he didn't give a damn, so he took me back to Alabama. From what I've done, this life will be the death of me, but I'll die with my gun. I reached for my 44, my way out the back door, cross the street to the livery. That's where the lid found me. I had to run away from what I'd done. This life will be the death of me, but I'll die with my gun. I had to run away from what I'd done. This life will be the death of me, but I'll die with my gun.
The IBMA Emerging Artist of the Year. They also took home a trophy for Song of the Year, I'm a Drifter, Volume 5, singing With My Gun from their Mountain Fever excursion, Drifter. And the Del McCurry Band, with IBMA Bass Player of the Year, Alan Bartram, keeping everyone on the beat, went first with Dirty Overhauls from the group's Del and Woody release. We have time for one more award, that being the 2017 IBMA Instrumental Group of the Year, Michael Cleveland and Flame Keeper. Michael and the boys will take us on out of here in grand style with a little bit of Going Up Dry Branch. That high, happy, now that's what I call hot. Kind of note, this is Dave Higgs saying thanks for listening. Have a good week, see you next week. Goodbye, so long, and adios. Coming up on the next Bluegrass Breakdown, we'll finish up our review of the many bluegrassical high points of 2017 with tunes from SBGMA Award winners such as The Farmhands, Junior Sisk, and Rhonda Vincent, as well as IBMA Momentum Award winners Mile 12, Tristan Scroggins, and Casey Campbell. I'm Dave Higgs, and we'll be remembering 2017 on the next Bluegrass Breakdown.